Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for being the light. Yeah. Okay. Woohoo! Let us place our hand on our heart. Let us turn within. Let us invoke divine grace into our awareness and call forth the higher Holy Spirit self to lead us and guide us to the light that we are. We are being the light today, taking this holy breath of love and gratitude, so grateful and so thankful for the infinite intelligence that we are, so grateful and so thankful that we can say yes to the spirit of love, the spirit of light that is our true nature, it's our essence. Taking this holy breath, we open ourselves to consciously connect and commune with the light of our being. With our hand on our heart, we are heart-centered, and we are taking that breath once again, love and gratitude, love and gratitude, releasing any sense of separation, any sense of lack. We're consciously connecting and communing with the power and the presence of divine love. This is our true nature. And we're allowing the light to live through us and as us. We're allowing ourselves to recognize the fullness of our being is being expressed through the light. So good is this. Oh my goodness, we are grateful and thankful to consciously give up everything that blocks the light, giving up all judgments, all opinions, all hurt and wounding, anything that we have made negative meaning of, we're now claiming the good in. We're turning it around. We're willing to see the good in every aspect of our life. We're willing to see that we are good. We're seeing the good in ourselves, in joy, in harmony, in peace. We are consciously radiating the love that is our true nature. So grateful and so thankful that we can consciously choose to be the light that we are, surrendering any sense of darkness. We don't know how the darkness will be lifted except that we're willing to turn on the light, and so the darkness has no power in the light. In grace and gratitude, we share the benefits with everyone because we are one with them. In grace and in gratitude, we allow it to be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Oh, yes. How sweet it is. Oh, yes. So finishing up here in Chicago today at the A Course in Miracles conference, so fun. So good. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to suggest to you, I'm not sure where the next one is going to be. It might be in New York. And probably in a month or two, you'll be able to register for that, maybe sooner, at the rock bottom price. And whatever that is, I'm going to encourage you to get on board with it because this is a fun time. This is a really fun time. And I am so looking forward to next weekend. I'm in the UK at the Miracles Conference there. So I'll be in Birmingham, England with my pals Gary Renard and Earl Purdy, and you can join us there. You can still register for that. And what else? What else? What else? Oh my goodness, yes. So I am going to be on a week-long retreat with a group of other spiritual teachers. We're offering a week-long retreat in Switzerland, at Geneva, Switzerland. Gorgeous location. And there's an early bird price, and it expires April 30th, last day for the early bird price. It's a great deal, this week-long retreat in Geneva, Switzerland. So if you would like to have a great spiritual vacation and really feel restored, renewed, and transformed to meet like-minded souls in Switzerland, including myself, please join us. I've posted the link on my Facebook page, and it's in the blog today, the Spiritual Espresso today. I love you. I thank God for you, and I hope to see you soon.